We have some shout outs. Sarah, we start with you.
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to the little old man that lives by Tingy School that comes out and checks his mail in sweats and dress shoes every day at 3:30. I'm telling you, I almost look forward more to seeing him at 3:30 than I do to picking up my son, because he is the cutest old man I've ever seen. And it's like he and I don't really know each other, but we have this connection because I'm always passing him at the same time, you know, and we wave and smile, and you know, maybe sometimes I'll like give him a wink, and you know, I mean, I'm just so excited to see him every day. So I just want to tell you, sir, I'm sure you're listening Power 96.5 right now, but I just want to tell you that you make my day whenever I see you in your little sweatpants and your dress shoes and your black dress socks checking your mail. And he always lets me go first instead of me letting him cross the street. He'll never let him cross the street. He always lets me go first. He always just the cutest little thing I ever did see.
That is nice.
Isn't it?
All right. I got a shout out here for, we were in Las Vegas this past weekend. My first time, Emily's first time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take a lot of Uber unless we're out of town.
Yeah.
Like, I guess every once in a while we will here in town, but we're Ubering because we don't obviously have a car in Las Vegas. So mm-hmm. we Ubered a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give a shout out to Michael, one of our Uber drivers, who was a super fan of the movie Showgirls with Elizabeth Berkley, Jesse Spano from Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
1995, I believe. 95 or 96.
Mm-hmm.
This was very important because I had a full blown conversation. When we got out of the car, Emily was just like, I've never seen two grown men talk about a movie that they knew so much about. I saw the movie in theaters when I was underage. It was NC-17. I had to sneak in. I was with a couple of my buddies who were older. They were like 18, and I think I was like 16. And I had to sneak in to go see Showgirls with Elizabeth Berkley because it was NC-17. So we were talking about this. This guy's a filmmaker, but he's driving Uber right now.
Of course.
He's working on it.
The filmmaking business is a little slow right now, apparently.
And he was just like, he goes, it's just amazing how her struggles are in the...
Because
obviously Showgirls is in Vegas, you know? So this is, you know, it kind of hits home with him Ubering all along the Vegas Strip. And he's like, you know, it starts out in the Halloween. And he goes, it's amazing how, like, it's kind of dark and eerie, and she's kind of hanging out, and she has all of these trials and tribulations. And then all of a sudden, she becomes, you know, the star, and it's around Christmas time, and it's
so
new, and it's wonderful,
yes.
And it's like a Christmas gift. And he was just like, that is a really well-done movie. And he goes, I really enjoy that. And then we talked about the production, and I don't want to bore
and
you guys.
And the acting.
But the wonderful acting, of course.
Right.
And I'm just like, listen, if I can't get Kelly Kapowski, I can at least get Jesse Spano, right?
Now that's,
do you know
rude.
What I mean? Like, it's just like, that's AC Slater's girlfriend.
Yes.
So
yes,
as a kid, this is what I wanted her to do on film when she was at Bayside, and now she's doing it. And he's like, dude, I totally get it. So anyways, I just want to shout out to Michael, our Uber driver, who is totally into Showgirls. He's like, dude, this has been the best ride that I've had in months.
Oh,
he's like, this is
and
great.
Probably the most interesting dude, right? Because he drives the strip and talking to some schmuck from Springfield,
about
Missouri
Showgirl,
about
the movie
Showgirls.
Yeah, it was great, man. And it,
oh, my.
See, so don't tell me that people don't know what I'm talking, the language that I'm speaking.
That's
because
right,
Michael,
they do.
The Uber driver,
because
man,
Michael
he knows
does, so everyone
up.
Does.
Thank you, Michael.